Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, a brand new feature with our friend Jen Figueroa. This is called Hot Mic.
Pick up your guitar. Grab your sticks. Plug in your amp. It's time for the Hot Mic with J-Fig.
Grab your stick.
Hey, guys.
I got it.
You got it?
What's
up, J-Fig? She's back in the studios. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie on University Drive. There she is.
That's me.
Was that you or was that a tape of
no,
you?
No, it was a tape.
All right. J-Fig, she has got entertainment and she is into music. Her wheelhouse is music. And so now we get a little update from her on Tuesdays. So go ahead, J-Fig. What do you got for us?
All right. Well, today is the second year anniversary of Fergie performing the national anthem at the All-Stars game.
How'd you think Chaka Khan did? Did you see
was not able to watch.
How about you?
Chaka Khan killed it.
Like killed it dead?
Different. It was different.
It was different. Fergie's was
terrible.
I mean,
it was so good, it was terrible.
It wasn't. So Fergie's was so bad.
That boy that, good.
Like, it was good and terrible. I still can't get over that she tried to make the national anthem sexy.
Yeah.
Like, Fergie's at the tail end of being sexy anyway because of the age. Just happens. And
she tries to improvise way too much.
Now you're going to try to make one of the most unsexy songs in history sexy?
Freedom is sexy.
What's happening. Freedom is sexy. That's a good point.
Freedom is sexy.
Good point. You know what? I think you shut me up on that one.
There
All
you
right.
Go.
Mark it down, Solana. 1-0 Fig right
it's
now.
Something cool to yell.
Freedom is sexy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, shut me up.
Well,
I can't argue it. I can't argue it.
Yes.
You know, when you point out a factoid and you can't argue it, that's a victorious.
Big round of applause for the troops.
That's the easiest. Yeah, the easiest. If you ever, that's a pro tip. You ever go up, Crowder does a lot of speaking engagements.
You taught me this.
If things aren't going well, you feel like you don't own the crowd, you feel like you might be losing them, hey, before I go on, how about a big round of applause for our troops?
Yeah.
I don't care where you're at. You will get people's attention. Now you got them back. Easy applause, guys. All right, J-Fig, what else you got?
Well, fun fact, the Staples Center where she performed is actually on Figueroa Street. So, hashtag
Figgy. Did not
Figgy
know
fresh.
That.
What
and
is that's a Figueroa?
Fig, that's
flowers?
No.
That's on the east side?
It's on the east side.
Yeah, DJ Figgy Fresh on the east side.
Staples Center on the why Figueroa means something?
I'm just because
my
many,
last name.
But there's so many Figueroas. Like, does it mean
does
something?
Does it matter? This is my segment. Okay.
Like my name Randolph means shield wolf.
Look, let's not
really?
Get into your name right now.
Is that true?
Yeah, it means shield wolf.
Shield wolf.
Shield wolf. Protector wolf.
Mine just means figs.
Like, all right.
It means something more. I'm looking
really
to it for you.
What else you got, J-Fig?
All right. Well, trending on Twitter, they have the best songs with parentheses in the title. But I went ahead and I chose a couple songs for you guys.
Okay.
Including myself. So for me, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman by Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay.
For Dan Day, I have Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring.
That is so perfect, man.
Yes.
That is so perfect. This is almost like a little Mount Rushmore you're giving here,
J-Fig.
Wait,
I've got so much for you guys.
All right.
You Drive Me Crazy by Britney for Channing Crowder.
But what's in parentheses on that
You
title?
Drive Me.
It is? Oh,
it
right.
Is.
The song is called Crazy. You
Correct.
Drive Me is in parentheses.
Correct.
That's
really?
Good. And I'm
Britney
with that.
Spears.
You Drive Me Crazy.
No, you crazy. Make me feel
so,
like a natural.
Isn't
I like that
so good? Well, yeah. For Hawkman, I have Signed, Sealed, Delivered by Stevie
I'm
Wonder.
I'm yours.
You are, yes.
Nobody right. wants
And
you.
For Solana, I have When You Gonna Give It Up to Me by Sean Paul.
Wow.
Just because I feel like
he's a virgin.
That seems like a come on, doesn't it?
No, yeah, it's Adrian, not, no, no.
Adrian is looking at me. Wait a second. J-Fig. If you say to a guy, a dude,
okay, this is not me dedicating this song to Solana. I'm just saying this is kind of like a song that he would listen to about you or something.
You just said, I'm trying to figure out songs with parentheses in the title that equate to each of you. And you looked at Solana and said, when you going to give it to me?
I actually did not look at him. Okay, let's not get into this conversation.
I'm not. I think something's going on. Look at Jarvis looking over here. Jarvis like, what's going on there? Everybody else like, who the hell's Jarvis?
I figured out what Figueroa means. Now,
shut up, Brittany.
Shoot your shot.
With it.
Shoot your shot, J-Fig. Use segment number one to seal that deal.
No.
Okay. All right, what else you got?
J.J. Watt finally ties a knot this weekend with his soccer player girlfriend, Kalia Ojai.
I love J.J. Watt. I don't care that he gets a bunch of hate from people that think he's too cool or too good.
Trying too hard. I'm
but
in that camp.
I don't, like, what do you think he's trying too hard not to be?
Himself.
But what, like, what do you think himself is?
I think he's lame. He's just a big, strong, lame dude, but now he wants to try to get into the hip-hop culture.
Don't
and all
hate on
the,
him.
Yeah.
No. I understand that I'm no, a part of a
there's
group.
There's a lot of people that think what Channing does. Yeah. I love
like,
that
bro,
dude.
Where is he from? Like, Wisconsin?
I have,
someday,
no, I
where,
have
like,
no idea.
Yeah, you're not. That's not you, big man.
Solana's texting me. What is going on here with me and Fig?
Nothing.
That's crazy.
Hey, look her in the eyes deep.
Bro,
I'm not looking over there.
If you
look
don't,
her in the eyes.
If you don't text her that music video on Vivo later tonight, just to see what the reaction is, because
I actually have not seen that music video, and I
things
think I
are there for the taking.
And I will say the J.J. Watt thing. I'll give you a comparison because I feel the same way about him. Russell Wilson. He got with Ciara. Now he wants to come out with these pictures of him with his hair brushed across his head, with his chest out.
But
Russell Wilson is lame.
But
be
some,
lame,
but
big
no,
man.
No. But sometimes you do find yourself later on with the help of someone else, which
yes.
is what I would give Russell Wilson.
Ciara,
I don't think J.J. Watt is anything other than what he portrays. Like he's a work hard kind of guy.
Yeah,
he lets you know, and that's fine.
That's what it is.
That's like, fine, but that doesn't bother me. I don't know. That seems like the kind of teammate anyone would want
to
have.
I would love to play with J.J. Watt.
No, I got it.
I would love to play with Russell Wilson.
But you don't think he's true to himself?
I wouldn't hang with them bastards out of the locker room if my life depended
on
it.
Yeah, I disagree on that.
All right. Go eat. I don't eat. You don't eat, bro. I don't eat.
All right, you got to wrap it up, J-Fig.
All right, so buckle up, guys, because Mercury in retrograde started yesterday.
Ooh,
what is that?
Seriously?
It did.
Yeah. What
explain,
is
that? Explains so much, guys.
It does, actually, because yesterday was not such a great day. But basically, I'm not really into astrology or anything. But every time this thing happens, terrible things.
But what is a Mercury and retrograde?
I can't even give you the answer to that. I'll Google it.
Can you, Solana?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's very complex,
yeah, the
guys.
Couple, the couple
I was just about to say they can finish each other's sentences.
That's already.
Oh, my God.
What a crazy
already.
Twist there.
This is great.
I'm telling you, J-Fig, I don't read into a lot of stuff, but I don't even have to read into that. You go, the
you
song
don't have
I'm thinking
to. I
about.
I never said read into any of this.
Bro, you said the song I think about when I think of you is
that's
when are you
going
to give it to me?
No.
I mean, there's not much left nuance there. Like, it's kind of out
I like
there.
That straightforward game.
What is the Mercury in retrograde, Solana?
Mercury in retrograde, it means Mercury is lapping the Earth. So because it's completing like an orbit around the sun or whatever, it is said that when it is in retrograde, it's lapping the sun. It explains like a super phenomena of occurrences. More people are going to the hospital. People are making bad decisions. People are just doing.
You're telling me again what happens, but I like so it's just Mercury is lapping
yes.
Earth.
Don't look into
so it.
Also,
it kind of offsets the natural
order.
Yeah, order.
I think Dan Day may have the answer.
All right, let's go to Dan Day.
Well, I am an astronomer. Yes. It means that when you look up in the sky, it's not moving.
Here?
It's not moving its normal direction. It's moving the opposite direction of all the other stars, and that it's usually moving.
Mercury?
I knew something was wrong this morning. My wife got up and was a little frisky. And I'm like, the kids are awake. And she wanted to close the door. Like,
Mercury. So Mercury was in retrograde.
Oh, yeah, retrograde.
All right. Follow Jen Figueroa, J-Fig, on Instagram. What is your Instagram handle now?
It is J-Fig Radio. It is 1G on the fig. It's
Jen,
Figgy.
I'm sorry. J-Fig Radio. J-Fig. Fig, F-I-G, radio.
Correct.
Follow her on Instagram. Nice job, Jay Fig. I think
Thank
we
you.
Learned a lot, and I
no,
ain't even
you
lying.
Learned nothing.
I was expecting to learn some concert news and whatnot. I learned more than we bargained for.
Oh, boy.
Good
the
Lord.
Way, the way,
put
man.
It out there, Jay Fig. Do
no.
your thing.
No, no.
Woo! Man.
What did I say? You miss every shot you don't shoot.
You miss every shot you don't shoot. How
I
you
don't
feeling
need
back
a man
there,
one.
Solana? Solana, how you feeling back there?
I mean, it's really no surprise, is it, guys?
Don't look at his gums. Don't check out the gums.
I'm a catch.
There? That is Hot Mic with Jay Fig. Excellent.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.